Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now we're joined by dermatology nurse specialist Celine Daly. Celine, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Now, we often talk about the different conditions and so on, but you want to save people money this morning. That is your mission.
Yes, that's my mission this morning. So it's very expensive to have a skin condition and live in Ireland. So the thing about skin conditions, 30% of us at any time will have a skin condition. 80,000 people have psoriasis. Most teenagers get acne, and about 20% of children have eczema. So if you have a skin condition, anyone listening that knows has a long-term one, like a chronic disease like eczema or psoriasis, it costs a lot of money. So just to kick off with acne, so to mention that most teenagers experience acne, it can be broken down to mild, moderate and severe. If you've got moderate, severe acne, you need to see your GP. Don't go for a course of facials. Facials cost a lot of money in beauticians across the country. It can range from 100 to 200 euros per facial. And if you've got moderate, severe acne, it won't help it. You need medication to help it. So your GP can prescribe an antibiotic that you take orally and a topical treatment in combination for 6 months or 12 months. And if you've got a medical card, that will cost you the sum total of €3 per month, and it works. So then again, if that doesn't work, if you've got severe acne, you need to be treated by a hospital-based consultant dermatologist who can give you a specific treatment that can only happen in clinics. Again, if you've got a medical card, it'll be €150 per month.
Okay, so if you've got a medical card, just think about using it for this purpose.
Absolutely.
If you don't, are the treatments very expensive to buy?
Very cheap. Very cheap when you're talking about prescriptions for acne. When you're buying them. And again, remember, if you talk to your pharmacist, if you don't have a medical card, you will spend no more than €80 per month on your prescription. So get clever with your prescriptions as well. Make sure everything is on the one prescription so that you're only paying no excess than 80. But acne prescriptions are actually quite cheap and quite reasonable compared to other prescription treatments.
Now, some people have to put dressings on their skin conditions. I don't know how often they have to put them on, and maybe people overuse them by keeping them on longer than necessary.
Totally.
But are they expensive?
Very expensive. Have you ever gone into a pharmacy and just bought one dressing maybe? Cut your hand in the kitchen, want to cover it with a dressing, and it can range anywhere from €10 to 20, €30. The very high quality dressings we like to use are silicone board or edge dressings. They're like a jelly consistency. They're not the usual sticky, tacky dressings that you can sometimes get that have a glue in them that people are often allergic to or become allergic when you use them too much. And a box of 5 of these in the pharmacy will cost €76. That you'll spend over the counter. Now, cheaper dressings, so for example, I have an old-fashioned melanin dressing here. We use them in nursing all the time. This, a box of 5, is only €13, so significantly cheaper. So if you have to use a dressing, talk to your pharmacist, see what's good for you and what's reasonable for you.
Now, the €76 for a box, do they self-adhere to the wound, and do you have to stick the other ones on somehow?
You have to stick this other one on, say, using something like this Clinifast, which is a Eurometer. So it's significantly cheaper. It doesn't stick to your skin. It doesn't pull new skin off. Very important to say, don't cover up a bleeding lesion with a dressing thing and it's going to cure it. Dressings don't cure broken skin. They just cover it while the skin is broken, just to give it a chance to heal. If you have a lesion on your lower leg, your face or somewhere, and you've been sun exposed, show that to the GP. That could be something that needs a biopsy. If you have broken skin constantly, say from eczema, don't use dressings to treat that. You need to be seen by your GP, stroke, consultant dermatologist, to go on a good regime with total morning therapy, a soap-free wash and moisturiser, possibly with a topical steroid as well. So dressings don't cure broken skin. They just give the skin a chance to heal. So once you have, say, a surgery or you've broken your skin, a couple of days of dressing is enough. You don't need to keep it on a wound all the time. Once the wound is sealed and healed, leave it off.
Now, what about the treatments for eczema? How expensive are they?
Mm-hmm. So in 2018, the Irish Skin Foundation did a survey in Ireland, and there was almost 500 participants, and they looked at the cost burden of having eczema. And in Ireland, it cost, on average, €2,300 to have eczema. Now, this bucks the trend in Europe. So in Europe, the average is €927. When you break this down, this is GP visits, days off school and work, prescription treatments, and the bulk is always moisturisers, or buying moisturisers for your child who has eczema or for the adult who has eczema. So in the NHS, for example, when you get a prescription from your GP or dermatologist, everything is covered under the NHS. So they pay an annual fee, I think it's £1 or whatever it is. And they have a huge range of soap-free washes and moisturisers they can give out on their NHS. We call it the GMS here, or the medical card.
So
let's call it.
What comes on the GMS here?
Very little. So there's something called Silcox Base and emulsifying ointment. Now, these are just generic names for basically moisturisers that don't contain soap and they don't contain fragrance. And they're very good. They work for eczema and psoriasis or any dry skin conditions. And they retail very cheaply. So if you're buying this without a medical card, it's $4.49 per 500 gram tub. Big tub, fiver. So very reasonable. But if you have eczema, you should use 500 grams of moisturiser per week. So a 6-month-old baby is very small, but they have to go through one big tub per week for effective treatment. So again, like that's, we're talking about a fiver, but that's €20 a month. Mm. And if you're pressed at the moment, that can be a lot of money. So make sure if you do have a medical card that your Silcox Base or emulsifying is on your prescription and that you're getting that through your pharmacy at your €150
a tub. But even if you have to buy that, that is not that expensive.
It's not. It's manageable.
What about the other stuff, though?
The
perfume-free shampoos and all that.
Perfume-free shampoo, the cheapest one I found in Ireland was $7.99 for about 200 mils. Now, that perfume-free shampoo will last you forever because it's a high-quality product. So that's not too bad. So think about your total morning therapy as $12.48 per month. Now, if you go to what I would call a mid-range product, so there's a huge amount of moisturisers out there. The mid-range stuff, one product that I looked at, a 500 gram, cost, I priced in various different pharmacies. One was $13.75, one was $14.99, and one was €25 for the exact same product. Shop around. You have to shop around if you've got skin issues, because pharmacies will, you know, they'll do a loss leader. For example, they'll have one product that might just go buy one, get one free or whatever it might be. So it's important to shop around. Have a chat with your pharmacist. People really trust the pharmacist and they can maybe get something in a little bit cheaper for you, maybe buy in bulk.
And how do you know, you say that the three you mentioned, they're all as good as each other, but
yes,
one costs €25 and the mm-hmm. other half that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know, looking at the labels and so on, that you're getting what you need?
Look for fragrance-free. So look for something that's perfume-free. If you take the lid off and it smells beautiful, do not use it. It's as simple as that. If your skin, if you've got a very dry skin condition, we say the greasier the better. However, it's about choice. So people don't tend to like using very greasy products. It's uncomfortable in their skin. So you should use what you're going to use. But if you don't have the money to buy it, stick with your basic Silcox Base and your emulsifying ointment. And when you talk about pharmacy, get your flu vaccine this year. Children get free flu vaccine. It doesn't cost you a penny. So you can get them up to 17 years. It's a sniff up the child's nose. I know that doesn't sound very technical, but it's so easy to get. More children get flu than adults and they pass it on.
Now, you can contact the Irish Skin Foundation for all sorts of free advice. That's a Dublin number, 48 66 280.
Mm-hmm.
For more information on entitlements, you can contact the HSE Live on a free phone, 1-800-700-700.
Yes.
Easy one to remember. Finally, hot water bottles.
Yes, hot water bottles are for the moment. And the problem is that, speaking as a nurse who has 25 years experience, I've seen some serious scalds over the years from hot water bottles, particularly with children and older, frail adults. So everyone's trying to save money. So traditionally what we used to do was put hot boiling water into a hot water bottle. But the problem is if that leaks or bursts, you're going to have a significant burn on your skin. So my advice is check your hot water bottle. Don't pull something from the hot press that's been there for 5 years. The plastic or whatever it's made from is probably, you know, degraded at that stage. So don't put boiling water in. So if it does burst, at least you're not going to get 100 degrees in your skin, and make sure there's no air within the bottle. But if you have eczema or skin condition, try not to use hot water bottles. Remember the chilblains people used to get years ago on their feet, because you used to go into bed when a cold, it was about 10 degrees in people's houses in Ireland in the 80s, I remember it, and used to have a hot water bottle, put your 2 feet on, and then get these awful itchy chilblains. If you've got eczema, that's going to be worse, because it can make your skin condition worse. And if you've got itch as an older person, stay away from the hot blanket, the electric blanket, and stay away from the hot water bottles if you can. Layer up with either clothing that's cotton or duvets.
And your socks.
And your socks, yeah.
Bed socks.
Cotton
Celine,
socks.
Thank you very much for joining us. Dermatology nurse specialist Celine Daly, and a very happy Christmas
to you,
Celine.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.